it's time to bring in our guest. Our normal Tuesday, our weekly guest at 2:30 is our good man out at News 3 Las Vegas, covers the Raiders for the station out there. And Jesse Merrick now comes in. And Jesse, this game, you know, it's behind the Raiders. It was an awful game. But what's your level of concern? If you had to rank it between 1 and 5, 1 being very concerned and 5 not being concerned at all, where are you on this one?
Hey, guys, to be honest, I think I put it at like a 2. You know, I don't want to overreact to this. I love following Rossi. This is back-to-back weeks, and he's a really level-headed guy, and I think he's right. You got to just, look, brush it off. This one sucked. I mean, they were bad. They came out flat against a team that they should not have lost to. But, you know, stuff happens, and you got to roll with it. So I think as long as this doesn't repeat itself, it's okay. We'll have a real, you know, good barometer of what this team is like, where they're mentally. This week coming up against the Jets if they lay another egg here. But I think right now it's one game where we were like, wow, we haven't seen this from them this year. So I think you can kind of brush it under the rug. One of those ones where you say, hey, guys, we got punched in the mouth and we didn't get up off the mat. Let's see if we can keep this thing rolling now as we've got an easy schedule down the stretch here and everything we want is still right in front of us in terms of playoffs.
Jesse, first of all, it was great to meet you the other day at Allegiant Stadium. And second of all, how much do you think that performance on Sunday against Atlanta kind of had to do as a little bit of a hangover from what happened on Sunday at Allegiant Stadium?
I think it did, man. All week towards the end of the week, you know, we talked to Olsen and we talked to, I believe, Uthram as well. You know, the topic of them being pissed off about that loss kept coming up. And, I hate to say it, but it kind of does feel that was the Raiders' Super Bowl. And clearly the way that they came out in this next game, there was a big letdown. It was a bit of a hangover. There's no other way you can point to it than that, because there's no reason that Atlanta should have been able to do what they did to them. So I think there was a hang-up on it. Maybe they thought about it a bit too much. When I initially heard them saying they were pissed off about that, I thought, okay, they're going to come out. This is going to be a team with some fire. And then obviously we saw what happened. So that's a thing I think you can really chalk it up to.
Jesse Merrick from News 3 Las Vegas joins us. Jesse, this football team to me is better than last year, but perhaps maybe in some people's minds, some of that success early on in the year, some of the hype around the team, maybe we overestimated them a little bit, because I look at it this way. I'm not making excuses, because it's not about excuses, but every team, even good football teams, when they're faced with adversity, when it continues, and a lot of teams are in that boat this year, it starts to wear on them. When you look at all of this, do you think maybe that all of this collective stuff that has happened, and then you have that Chiefs game, which we don't want to continue to harp on that, but it was stark to me sitting there at Allegiant Stadium and watching the post-game press conference, the emotions on the face of John Gruden, on everybody. It just seemed like they were so dejected. You know, losing a game like that is tough, yes, but do you think maybe the cumulative effort of everything that's happened this year too might have just come together at one time in that game, and that could have been part of it?
Yeah, I think it definitely could have. I mean, you know, think about it. You said everything that they've, whether it's on the offensive line, the defense, everybody having to sit out, the whole offensive line having to sit out, guys getting hurt, Trent Brown not playing, you know, you lump all that together and you're able to get the wins and it works out and you're feeling pretty good. They won, what, 3 games in a row heading into that one? And then, you know, you think you just beat the Chiefs. You're on this high. You're like, all right, we got it. Defense just figure out a way to stop Mahomes. And I know saying that, I get what I'm saying in saying that, but you know, you think you got this, and then the rug is just pulled out from underneath you. I mean, you could tell it really affected Gruden. He felt like, man, like he just got dumped or something. Like it was tough to watch and tough to listen to him, because you could tell how much it hurt him and the other players. And I think that's a good thing, though, because they know and feel like they could have won that game. But it could be the cumulative effect of that paired with this game now. You know, and again, that's where we see how they pick themselves up off the mat. But when you put in all that work and you don't see the results, that's really when it gets tough. But also, this is the time of year, and Scott, I saw you tweeted after the game, that this is where the cream kind of rises to the top, and those different teams, you figure out who's for real and who's not. And so this is really that opportunity for the Raiders to respond and show the national media that, hey, this isn't what you guys have been saying about us since that loss. We're that team that you said we were since we lost to the Chiefs, that really took them to the brink. We're that team that can kind of compete with anybody.
Yeah, no doubt about that. It's a great point you bring up. And, you know, how concerned are you going into this game against the Jets about the state of the offensive line? Trent Brown, I know John Gruden said, is going to return to practice tomorrow, but not expected to play on Sunday. So you got Brandon Parker back out there. He didn't look very good on Sunday against Atlanta. Do you think that they rebound and have a much better day, or do you think that the protection for Derek Carr may be suspect again?
I think they have to rebound, don't they? I mean, not only the fact of what the Jets did to them last year, but then coming off of this game, I mean, if you're not motivated by that, then I don't know what the heck you're doing, and they got to get rid of a lot of guys and figure out what's going on. But I don't see that being the case. I think they're going to come out focused, on fire, ready to destroy the Jets. I mean, the table is set for this one to just be total domination by the Raiders, given the situation. There's no reason for them not to come out and do that. And with Brandon Parker, I mean, think about it in the weeks leading up to this, about how impressive he's been, how great he's been filling in for him and the offensive line as a whole. You know, this week, guys were just getting hurt. They ran out of the lineup. Brandon Parker just had a bad game. There were all these penalties. I mean, they were also in a lot of positions where they were in third and long. I went back and counted today. They were in third and long 6 times. And then 4 times, they didn't even get past second down before they turned the ball over. So, like, the offense was in a lot of really bad positions. And when you're in that spot, it's going to be tough on your offensive line. Obviously, they need to do better, but they were put in tough positions, and it all kind of just piled on, in my mind.
Oh, yes, it did. Jesse Merrick, News 3 Las Vegas. You can follow him at Jesse, News 3 LV on Twitter. Jesse, the last 5 weeks, so we're talking about this team. Q had them at 10-6 before the season began. I had them at 9-7. What is success this year? I mean, is it playoffs or bust? Or if this team finishes at 9-7 or even 10-6 but doesn't make the playoffs, is it good because they improve over, you know, either 2 or 3 games over 2019? What do you think about when you think about success in this team?
Yeah, I was one of the guys that had him at 9-7 heading into the season as well, and I think that is success. Having a winning record and the progress that they've made over the years, 9-7 would be a success. But you also want to see the team make the playoffs, and I don't think they make the playoffs at 9-7. I think they got to be at 10-6 because just looking at the playoff picture, you got the Browns at 8-3, the Dolphins at 7-4, the Colts at 7-4. So I do think you need that 10th win. So if you're going to base the success off of making the playoffs, in this progress of what Gruden's been able to do since he's been here, you got to get that 10th win, and that 10th win will be a success because, you know, I think most people would tell you if you don't make the playoffs, then your season was not a success. So in my mind, that's where I think it is. I think you got to make the playoffs. You got to get to 10 wins. And, you know, they can still do that. They lose one more game, and they get there. You know, they're still able to get it done. You know, you look at the game against the Colts and the Dolphins, those are those two maybe that are the toss-ups in there. Every other game they should be able to win. So I personally, as long as they don't just tank, think that this year has been a success overall, what we've seen growth-wise. I've maintained the entire time that there's still another draft and free agency class away, so we really see what this team can be, and I like the growth that they've shown over the years. But I think 9-7 is right on that marker of, hey, okay, the progress is still continuing. They're not taking steps back. But I would say I'd be really impressed if they get that 10th win. That's where I'm really taking a step back saying, man, John Gruden and the Raiders really got something going here. And I believe the rest of the league would feel the same as well.
Jesse, I got to ask you this question, and I know that it's a different ball game right now because there's no fans, and so the city of Las Vegas is not what the city of Las Vegas normally is. But if the Raiders were to make the playoffs in their first year there in Las Vegas, what would that mean to not only the team, the NFL, but more importantly, the city?
Man, it would be insane. I mean, we know Vegas has a lot to offer, the entertainment capital of the world, you know, and they want to support a winner. So you come here and you win and you make the playoffs in your first season, the first time the Raiders have managed to win like that in a very long time, then it's like, all right, sweet, this is our team. They're winners. Let's get it. And we saw what it was like with the Knights, and obviously that was a totally different level in terms of making that run all the way to the Stanley Cup final in year one. But they've been, you know, that playoff team every year. This place really gets behind winners, and you know, the atmosphere at T-Mobile is insane, so I can only imagine what the atmosphere would be like there at the Death Star, you know, if they make the playoffs, if they were lucky enough to get a home playoff game at any point throughout that run there. But the city would be on fire if they make the playoffs for the Raiders. We already see the support they have now, times it by 10 if they make the playoffs, because everybody's the winner.
Jesse, before you go, you know, you follow the whole NFL as well, and with all these COVID outbreaks, we're kind of seeing a rise. I mean, the Ravens are a mess. But what's your gut tell you? You think we're going to have an 18th week?
I think we are, yeah. I've kind of thought about that the whole time, especially seeing the whole debacle in Denver and this stuff that's going on with the Ravens. I think there's no way we avoid it. You know, they talked all about there being a spike around this time of year. We're seeing it hit the NFL as well. I think that 18th week is inevitable. And then, again, maybe we see the NFL expand the playoffs again to that eighth spot as well, and maybe that does help the Raiders. We'll kind of wait and see, but I think we're destined for a week 18. And to be honest, I mean, I want to see the season go as smoothly as possible, but I don't know about you guys, but I'm not going to be mad about 4 weeks of football.
Yeah, no doubt. And I still think, I was talking to a friend today, he's like, man, why don't they have a bubble in Vegas for the playoffs? You could put everybody at Mandalay Bay. It's right across the street from the stadium. It makes all the sense in the world. But, oh well, if we were only in charge of the NFL, Jesse, we'd have it all done.
Oh, it'd be so much better, right?
It would be. All right, Jesse Merrick, follow him on Twitter at JesseNews3LV. Jesse, we'll talk to you next week, man. Take care of yourself.
For sure. Take it easy, guys.
All right. There you go. Jesse Merrick. Good stuff. All right.
Good stuff.
By the way, I got to announce, too, you know, the Raiders and their legacy of involvement in the community, a great announcement today from the Raiders Foundation, a new community investment program here in Nevada. You were when you were here, Q, you see the Raiders license plates around?
Yeah, they're awesome.
Yes, my wife has one on her van because she
does. She really?
She does. Absolutely.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
She wanted to support the foundation. So those license plates, everybody's like, where does that money go? Because it benefits the Raider Foundation. Well, here's where it goes. It's going to the Community Investment Grant Program. That's a new initiative that's dedicated to assisting nonprofit organizations with funding for work in the community. It's a multitude. They don't just give it to one. They give it to many. I've been involved. I've been out to their events when they've done it for education-based, for homelessness-based, for drug and alcohol addiction-based stuff. So they give the money out to those. So those folks that are riding around with their Nevada license plates, you're funding amazing work here by the Raider Foundation. But they announced that today, and they're accepting applications. So if you or anyone, like our good friend Vince over at Vegas Wish, if you have a nonprofit organization, you can apply. You go to raiders.com/grants. And you get application in by 5 p.m. on February 1st of 2021 to get those funds from the license plate. So another great thing that the Raiders are doing in the community, man. They just, you know, this is the kind of thing where even if you're not an NFL fan, this is how your community benefits.
Yeah, exactly. And the Raiders have been doing a really good job of really embracing the city of Las Vegas and Nevada in general. And they've been doing that even before they actually officially moved. So I love the fact that they're in touch with the community and know that how you win is in the community, in your local community. Take care of the people that take care of you.
And by the way, for our good friends and members of Raider Nation in the Bay Area, the Raider Foundation is still doing work in Oakland and the Bay Area as well, too. So they have not turned their backs on their former home. So they're doing it there as well, which is really, really cool. Okay, it's time for a break. When we come back, we'll get back to some more of your calls, talk a little more about racing. No, running. You ready to run? You want to run a 5K, Q?
No, I'm a short-term guy.
Okay.
Sprints, well, baby, sprints.
We'll tell you a little more about that when we come back. Call us, 702-365-9200. How do you feel about this, Raiders? Scale of 1 to 5, 1 being you're completely just over the moon concerned, or number 5, you're like, eh, they'll be okay. Let us know. 702-365-9200 is the number. You're here on Silver and Black today on Raider Nation Radio.